listener production.
Hello, Adam Hemmings with your news briefing. Up to 20 people have been injured in a serious incident involving a tourist boat in a remote part of the state's north. The vessel ran into trouble passing through horizontal falls around 7 o'clock this morning. Some of the injured have been taken to Broome, others are being flown to Perth. Commander Brad Sorrell says 26 passengers and two crew were on board.
There were a number of people that found themselves in the water and they were rescued. And really, that's all I can comment at this point in time. The relevant authorities will investigate and they will work collectively.
The federal government has written to the Fair Work Commission pushing for the minimum wage to increase, but not by 5.1%, as promised during the election campaign. The opposition's Peter Dutton has accused Anthony Albanese of lying.
Mr Albanese promised workers and he said absolutely he would support a 5.1% increase in wages during the election campaign, and he's now broken that promise.
A man's undergone surgery after being shot in the Goldfields overnight. The 36-year-old has been flown to Royal Perth Hospital and a 56-year-old man is facing several charges. The federal government has granted bridging visas for a Tamil family who've been in detention for the last 4 years. It means they can leave community detention in Perth and go back to the Queensland town of Bilawila. Family friend Angela Frederick says the town is looking forward to their return.
This is really happening and we just are all so excited and can't wait for that day.
In sport, Fremantle defender Haddon Young has recommitted to the Dockers until at least the end of 2027. His contract was due to expire next season. And sharpshooter Todd Blanchfield has re-signed with the Perth Wildcats for 3 more years. The 30-year-old says he's excited to keep playing for the club until at least 2025.
Obviously, I've had 2 years here now in Perth and I've really loved my time. Both Jess and I have. So now I'm really looking forward to coming back and, you know, really looking to build, you know, from last year.
Listener.